From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 25 people have been killed in eastern Afghanistan when a suicide blast ripped through a crowd of government soldiers, Taliban insurgents, and civilians celebrating a temporary ceasefire during the ongoing Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A government spokesman said at least 30 people were also seriously injured. Saturday's blast coincided with a brief televised announcement from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani praising the mutual ceasefire and unilaterally extending the period of the government's ceasefire. Spain's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered four dead bodies Friday and Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. The Coast Guard said it rescued 507 people from 59 small inflatable boats in the Gibraltar Strait, where it also found the four dead. The news comes as Spain prepares for the arrival of the Aquarius rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union over how to handle the migration crisis. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society Secretary General El Hadj Assi said that helping the migrants is in keeping with EU values.
People are coming to Europe seeking values, which are European values, values of solidarity and support, and welcoming and helping those in need. So doing anything less than that is really a betrayal to Europe itself.
France, meanwhile, has accepted an offer from Spain to take in some of the hundreds of migrants aboard the Aquarius, which is headed to Spain after being turned away in Italy and Malta. This is VOA News. A huge fire gutted one of Scotland's architectural gems, the Mackintosh Building, at the Glasgow School of Art, and was still being restored after another fire there 4 years ago. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said after visiting the site on Saturday that the damage to the 1909 masterpiece by Scottish designer Charles Rennie Mackintosh was much, much worse than 4 years ago. Peter Heath is the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service's Deputy Assistant Chief Officer for the West of Scotland.
When we arrived, there was fire in many locations and spreading very quickly, but it will be the subject of a joint investigation between the fire service and many agencies over the coming months.
The fire broke out late Friday night when the city centre was full of people enjoying a night out. By the time fire crews were called to the scene, the blaze had spread to the entire building. Yemeni officials say Saudi-led forces have entered the airport in Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah. The media office of the Yemeni military said the allied Arab forces gained access to the airport Saturday. It was the fourth day of the coalition's campaign to retake Hodeidah from Shiite rebels known as Houthis. A source with the military told the Reuters news agency, "We need some time to make sure there are no gunmen, mines, or explosives in the building." Hodeidah is an important and strategic location, that is, since it is the entry point for humanitarian aid. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has intensified his war on graft by announcing that all public servants will undergo a compulsory lifestyle audit to account for their sources of wealth. The latest announcement follows financial scandals that have rocked the country with revelations that millions of dollars were lost in various government agencies through corrupt deals that involved government officials. Kenyatta offered himself to be the first public leader to undergo the audit that seeks to identify corrupt public officials, saying the lifestyle audits would control the misuse of public funds. Kenya scored 28 points out of 100 on the 2017 Corruption Perceptions Index, reported by Transparency International. New Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Somali President Mohamed Abdel Farmajo agreed on Saturday to strengthen their brotherly bilateral relations and to collaborate with the African Union in seeking solutions to problems on the continent. The leaders paid singular focus to economic growth and bilateral investment to secure a prosperous future for their people, the countries of the Horn of Africa, and ultimately the African continent. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.